Welcome to Machshava on the Daf she responds to Lunishma Sam Yakashol and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'obasra Daf Sai. The Gemara at the end of the base brings with Shlokish that says Rabbonon Loitzrichi Netiruso. Rabbonon don't need to be guarded. Meaning, when we're talking about paying for the security of the town, Rabbonon don't need to participate in the payment. Because Rabbonon don't need Shmira. They are the Shomim themselves, they are guarded themselves. And the Gemara brings two psukim to that. One is kechoyel shosfas hayam, and the other pasuk is ani choyma. They are guarding the city. They are guarded. They don't need shmirah. The Chazon Ish already asked the question that v'chisoyimchim al hanes. Will Rabbanon be relying on a nes, on a miracle, not to need shmirah? So Chazon Ish says var chidush. He says the only time we say the Rabbanon don't need a shmirah is only as much as that there is a me'aratzas in the city, that they can pay for the shmir. But if it's a city only of Tamei Chachamim, which then there's Soymech al Hanes, so then the Enichnami have to pay for shmirah. And maybe the Ohimek HaKavon of the Chazon Ish is based on the Yesoid that the Chidah brings, and many of the Sfarim mention it, that the Nisim, a Nes, can happen if it's covered, if it's a hidden Nes. Because the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have nisim in the world, begalui, unless there's some special occasions. In general, we're not relying on a miracle when it's galui. But a nes which is besesa, which is hidden, that's a nes that we could rely on. And this is Rabbi Mechai who mentioned in the Shurim that similar to the Ramban says that the nisim happen always. A Kadosh Baruch Hu did nisim gluim only Mitzrayim. The rest of our life is nisim nistarim, so you could be relying on a nes nister. So Hefshel Chazon Ish means to say, what if the Bechachah was part of a city? It's not a parent that is relying on a nes. So then he doesn't have to participate in the shmirah. But if there's nobody else in the city, so it's a nes galui, then you don't rely on it. But seemingly, the Nefesh HaChaim in Shadal Perek Tet Zayin disagrees with this. Because the Nefesh HaChaim is ma'arich, ba'arichus gedoyla to say, that is Isaac Batoyra Bechol Yom Tomid. He doesn't need not a sword and not a shield. He doesn't have to have a guard. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mishar Beatzwa, he quotes the Seder Liyo Rabba. And it really depends on the level of Tamil Chacham. The more Tamil Chacham accept upon himself the Inyoni Torah, the old Torah, the more Shmira, the more guarding he has. And he brings our Gemara on the Hemshech, a Gemara going in Davches. The Rabban loit tzrichin et Yerusha, they don't need to be guarded, because Enechanami, if they are holding on to the Torah, so that's not a nes. That is how they live their life. They're living a life of Torah. Torah is Magnum Matzlah, as we learned. And this connects beautifully to the Nefesh HaChaim earlier in Shara Gimel Perigud Beis, where really there he goes on to say that even though there's something called Kishuf, sorcery in the world, but a person who lives a life where he learns, where he has in his mind, Einoin Milvadoi, he lives a life that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so the Kishuv cannot touch him. Someone who is completely engaged in the relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, he lives a different level of life. He's not in the life of a regular person he has the dangers of the world. He lives at a different level of life. So the Nefesh HaChaim L'Shitosa is that really a person can choose, he can pick his mindset. Where is he living? Where does he belong to? A person can live a life of bitachon of einu milvadoi. A person can live a life of toiro with the only thing he has is toiro. And someone who's living in that level, he has a shmiro. And Efshu Nefesh HaChaim is going to tell us, it's not a nes. It's just a different place of life. It's a different area where a person belongs to. You belong to that area, you have a shmiro, even if it's something which is apparent to all. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email us to Hotzikol, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.